Yeah, and then there's another private company out there if you want a traditional house phone. Canada, I forget. It's based out of Canada, and it's really inexpensive. That's so then you got just regular old house phone. And I actually bought an extra one, programmed it up, and gave it to the grandkids, 2 and 5. So it's kind of a lost art, you know. Nobody knows what a house phone is anymore, and you don't want to give a 5-year-old a cell phone yet. But so when I want to talk to the grandkids, I just pick up from my cell phone or from my VoIP phone or what have you and just call their number. It's just a regular old 586 phone number, and they answer it, and you know, it's fun to talk to them, things like that. And they got a house phone. So, you know, kids know how to do it. And then I program like 5 or 6 numbers in it, so if they want to talk to Grandma or Gigi or, you know, whoever, or even their mom or dad, they can just pick up the phone and hit one button and it dials it for them. So that's kind of cool, too. And then you could also just have a regular phone, and you could mirror your work phone to that phone. So if you're sitting at your office and you don't have your cell phone in your hand, just a regular old desk phone, it would work as that way, too. So that's another option.